Andrew Halfacre is with us this afternoon for Sad Advice on BBC Essex, taking your calls 01245 49 50 50 on any aspect of goal setting, how to achieve things that you might have otherwise procrastinated on and put off. Isn't that right, Andrew?
Yeah, absolutely. So why don't we talk about where change starts? Do you want to talk about that?
I do indeed, yeah.
Okay, so if your life was a bus...
Right.
Who's driving?
I'd like to think it was me, but sometimes it isn't.
You can divide people quite clearly into drivers and passengers. Yeah. Now, how do you know if you're a passenger? Well, have a listen out, and you can hear when you're with passengers, because what you'll do is you'll hear them moaning. They moan about their boss. They moan about their partner. They moan about the stars. They moan about the government. They moan about circumstances. Because as far as they're concerned, all of those things outside of them are responsible for their life. It's the government's fault. Some people, they use science. They say, oh, I've got a gene that makes me fat, so I can't possibly lose weight. Some people, they use the stars. You know, I'm a cancer, so I can't possibly, you know, organise myself or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you hear over and over again people ascribing their results to something outside of themselves. They're quite happy to sit at the back of the bus and be driven along. But they'll moan about where the bus goes. Mm. They're the majority. And if you listen out, you can hear people doing that all the time. And then you've got the drivers. Now, the drivers are quite different. Drivers know one thing that's a complete secret to all this change stuff. And what drivers know is you can always choose. You can always choose what you do next. You can always choose how you react. You can always choose... what you focus on. Mm. And because drivers know that, they know that they can take their bus wherever they want. And so one of the key secrets to making any kind of change in your life is to start acting like a driver instead of a passenger. Who drives your bus?
And how do we do that, Andrew?
How do you do that?
The big question. Some people, I think, are probably quite happy being passengers and being those people moaning and groaning.
Because it's not their fault.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you start that? Well, you start that by asking yourself a very difficult question, which is you look around at your life and you look around at all the results you got, financial results, the state of your relationship, the job, your social life, your friends, how you feel about your body, and you say to yourself, what is my role in creating these results? Because in order to be a driver, you've got to do two things. You've got to believe, or at least act as if, it's the choices you made in the past that got you where you are now. Mm. Because if you believe that, you can believe the second thing, which is in order to get somewhere different, all you have to do is make different choices. Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law is a great fan of Cliff Richard.
Who isn't?
I'm sorry about that, but she is. And I was looking at a Cliff Richard calendar the other day, which she bought herself.
Yeah.
I thought, what? I mean, the guy's 70-odd, isn't he? And he's got a body of a 30-year-old. I was looking at him and thinking, what is the difference between him and me? It's lucky that I'm on radio, because, I mean, apart from talent and everything, what's the difference? And the only difference between the state of my body and the state of his is choices. Because when he gets up in the morning, he makes different choices. Mm. He makes different choices about what he eats, he makes different choices about the exercise he does, and he makes different choices about where he goes. Mm. And if I made those choices, I might well be able to end up looking like that when I'm 70. Mm. It is all about choices. Now, that is difficult, because it means that perhaps for the first time in your life, you've got to take some responsibility for where you've ended up. Mm. And I'm not saying that so you can blame yourself and feel guilty and depressed about the results you're getting. Mm. It's just that if you don't take responsibility for where you've ended up, you'll never change it. Because you'll always be saying, oh, it's the government's fault, or it's the fault of science, or it's because I'm an Aries, or it's because... You know, bring the responsibility inside yourself, because then you can start making changes. Small changes.
01245 49 50 50 if you'd like some help from Andrew this afternoon on setting those goals.
BBC